Mark Searby in the studio. Afternoon.
Afternoon.
I'm going to play you a song in a second because okay. I played it on Monday.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell me what film it's from and particularly what scene. Because we've done clips okay. before of Al Pacino and you've been pretty good at that.
Okay.
But what about this? Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun, oh baby. What film, what scene? Yes, baby. Little Richard, Long Tall Sally.
Yeah. I want to say it's a film involving Tom Cruise.
Might be, but it's not the answer I'm looking for.
Yeah, I know.
I'll give
it's
you a
not.
Slight clue.
Go on.
This will make you a sexual tyrannosaurus. Or part of the line, anyway.
No, I'm still drawing a blank on this. What is it?
It's the it's where they're going down into the jungle in Predator.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, so it's not a Tom Cruise film at all.
No.
Yes, of course. Yes, I wouldn't have got it.
No, because we were talking, I mentioned on Twitter to you yesterday about the Predator trailer. And you said the jury's still out. I'm kind of excited because I'd like to see what's going to happen with it.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's not going to be Arnie and get to the chopper, is
well,
it?
Well, it's not, but at the same time, that worked.
Mm.
And it still works. You know, it's still a classic. You know, as long as they don't go into the city, I think we'll be okay.
What do you think of the Danny Glover one?
Well, I've got a little bit of a soft spot for it. I still don't think it's a great film. It's an interesting concept of putting, you know, a monster into the city. Because, you know, really, at that time when that film came out, which was early 90s, we only really had Godzilla.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know, big monsters going into the city. So it was interesting. I can see why people hated it, because it's not that great. I mean, you know, it's not a patch on the original. But, yeah, I've got a bit of a soft spot for it. The sequels and whatever else I really don't like. Predators with I'm trying to think of the guy now. Mine's gone blank. I thought it was okay.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
And it's sort of crossed over with sort of
Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, so it's kind of intermingled, isn't it?
Yes, a bit. Yeah. I mean, I'm still. Yeah. I mean, the first trailer for Predator. The Predator.
Yeah, that's what got here. Yeah.
It looked like a B movie. It looked really sloppy. And then obviously this new one came out, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, this is better. Actually, this is kind of much more interesting. This is how it should feel like. It should feel like the original film. But the jury's still out because you know what trailers are like. They show all the good bits in the trailer.
Yeah.
So we go and see something. We go, well, that was in the trailer.
The important thing is Shane Black is directing it, and he was involved with the original and had a small part as one of the team, didn't he?
Yeah, and also. We talked about this a couple of months ago, actually, that Shane Black is actually a very, very good writer and a very, very good director.
Famous
as well.
For doing Lethal Weapon as well.
Lethal Weapon, Last Boy Scout, The Nice Guys as well. If you haven't seen that, that's a very good film as well. He's very good at buddy comedies. And the thing is, Predator, yeah, okay, you know, maybe it is a horror or thriller or something like that, but it is about that kinship between them. You know, they are buddies. Think about the first film. They're all buddies together. So get Shane Black in there. He knows how to write these things.
So up and coming, The Predator. Also up and coming, I've just had a little look at what's on the way soon. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
A look at Freddie Mercury's life.
Yeah, I mean, this looks great. This, you know, if you're a Queen fan, you're going to go and see it anyway. But I think a lot of people are going to go and see this anyway. But it's got a checkered past. It's got a real checkered past. Because obviously, you know, the guys from Queen, the ones who are still alive, are heavily involved in it. And there was a lot of rumours swirling around as to why Sacha Baron Cohen left the role. And then obviously he was replaced by Rami Malek, who actually still looks like Freddie Mercury anyway. Directed by Bryan Singer, but then Bryan Singer left about three quarters of the way through. Replaced by Dexter Fletcher, who was originally going to make the film in the first place. And then he couldn't get the funding or they couldn't get it together. And then Bryan Singer came along, whatever. So, yeah, Dexter Fletcher came in, completed the film. People were still, not too sure. And then word on the street from the early screeners was this is very, very good. And that's why it's been moved up. So it was originally going to come out in November. They've now moved it up. I think it's 3 weeks. So I think they're very, very positive about this.
Brian May and Roger Taylor serving as film's music producers as well. And finally, something that's up and coming, Creed 2.
Yes.
The Rocky series.
Yes.
This has got Stallone in it. This is Apollo Creed's son, isn't it?
Yeah, played by Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, so a boxing flick, essentially.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I liked the first Creed. I thought it was very good. I thought it continued the legacy of Rocky, but actually it needed to go somewhere fresh. That was the thing. And this does, you know, Rocky's still in it. and the way that he was brought into this new franchise is actually very good. I'm interested to see where this goes. I mean, have you seen the trailer for it?
No.
Okay, I won't say anything here, but there is a moment in the trailer, because I was watching it, I was thinking, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, no, this is good. And there's a moment in the trailer where all of a sudden I'm like, I'm totally on board with this now. I am totally, I kind of knew it was coming. And you think, maybe not spoil it for the trailer, but it's in the trailer. But at the moment, I was like, yeah, I'm totally in. Thank you very much.